Hello and welcome to Short Story Scene. I'm your host, the storyteller, and here we have a tale called Mulga's Bill's Bicycle by Banjo Patterson. 'Twas Mulga Bill and the Eagle Hawk that caught the cycling craze. He turned away the good old horse and served him many days. He dressed himself in cycling clothes, a resplendent scene. He hurried off to the town and bought a shining new machine. And as he wheeled it through the door in the air of lordly pride, and a grinning shop assistant said, "Excuse me, can you ride?" "See here, young man," said Mulga Bill, "from Walga to the sea, from Conroy's Gap to the Castle Ray, there's none can ride like me. I'm good and all around and everything, as everybody knows. Although I'm not the one to talk, I hate the man that blows. But riding by my special gift, my chiefest soul delight. Just ask the wild duck can swim and the wild cat can fight. There's nothing clothed in the hair or the hide that built the flesh or steel. There's nothing walks or jumps or runs on axle, hoof, or wheel that will sit in a hide while hold the girths so the straps are tight. Ride these here two-wheeled concern right straight away at sight." 'Twas Mulga Bill and the Eagle Hawk that sought his own abode, that perched above the Dead Man's Creek beside the mountain road. He turned the cycle down the hill and mounted for the fray, and eared he gone a dozen yards and bolted clean away. It left a track and through the trees just like a silver streak, and he whistled down the awful slope towards Dead Man's Creek. It shaved a stump by half an inch and dodged a big white box, and the very wallaroos in the fray that was scrambling up the rocks. The wombats hiding in their caves dug deeper underground, as Mulga Bill in the white as chalk set tight in every bound. It struck a stone and gave a spring and cleared the fallen tree. It raced beside the parapet and close could be. And then the Mulga Bill let out one last despairing shriek, and it made a leap to 20 feet into Dead Man's Creek. 'Twas Mulga Bill from Eagle Hawk, and the slowly swam ashore, said, "I've had some nearer shaves and lively rides before. I've rode a wild bull around the yard and won a 5-pound bet. But this was the most awful ride that I've ever encountered yet. I'll give the two-wheeled outlaw best and shaken all my nerve, and I feel a whistle through the air and a plunge of the buck and a sweeve. And the safe and the rest of the Dead Man's Creek will leave it by laying still. The horse's back is good enough henceforth for Mulga Bill." And that concludes our tale, Mulga Bill's Bicycle by Banjo Patterson.